Members of the Mars Society are excited by President Bush's proposed manned mission to Mars. They already have Mars on Earth research stations that simulate the Martian environment. In the Australian outback, in the Arctic, and in the deserts of the American Southwest, volunteer scientists, many from NASA, live and work in Mars-like conditions. The stations are funded with private donations. Robert Zubrin, president of the Mars Society, says one such research station is on Devon Island, a polar desert complete with a meteor crater in northern Canada.
This is a good testing ground for both scientific and technical and human factors research. And you find out a lot of things. You find out, first of all, about the nature of time. A lot of people had suspected that a human Mars mission would suffer from boredom. That's not what we're finding at all. The main issue is overwork. People are being basically forced to put in 15-hour days in order to do all the lab work, field work, repair of equipment, all this.
You've tried some other environments, too.
Yes, we have. We have another station, which is in southern Utah. It's not as Mars-like as the Arctic, that's for sure. But on the other hand, it's much easier to get to than the Arctic, and we can operate there a much longer period of time. In fact, there's a crew in it right now. So we get a much larger volume of activity there, and we can try out certain experiments there before we try them in the Arctic, because it's very expensive to transport equipment to the Arctic. So kind of like the desert is a testing ground for the Arctic, and the Arctic is a testing ground for Mars.
So you're sharing information with NASA?
Yes, we are, with great enthusiasm. We want the insights that we're gaining in this program to penetrate into NASA. I mean, here, just one very elementary thing. This kind of field exploration that these crews are doing is a physical activity. It is hard work climbing up these hills in spacesuits, deploying scientific equipment, cracking rocks to get samples. Really what this implies is you got to have the crew arrive on Mars, not just survive, but to get there in very good physical condition. And to me, that implies is that what the Mars trip needs to be is done with artificial gravity, that we cannot afford the kind of deconditioning that affects the crew in extended exposure to zero gravity. Well, the entire world's space medicine program right now, and for many years, has been focused exclusively on zero gravity health effects. We're maintaining a space station with the argument that we need to know about long-duration zero gravity health effects because we are going to fly to Mars in zero gravity. Yet we could rotate the spacecraft, create artificial gravity, and not have these health effects, and we need not to have these health effects. So what this research has shown, done on the basis of a shoestring, a budget of about $1 million so far, is that the major space agencies of the world are spending billions of dollars researching the wrong problem, and that we need to open up alternative lines of research.
The president's target date is 26 years away. Is that feasible for a manned mission to Mars?
Easily. We could get to Mars in 10 years. From a technical point of view, we're much better prepared today to send humans to Mars than we were to send men to the moon in 1961 when Kennedy started the moon program, and we were there 8 years later. I really think that what Bush has done with his announcement is not so much as initiate a program, because the budget for this program won't become available till around 2009 or 2010, when the space shuttle is phased out. What he's done is he's cleared the groundwork so that the administration that comes in 2009 could, if it wished, launch a humans to the moon or Mars or both program.
And the moon-based missions would be more realistic simulations than anything you're doing here on Earth, right?
Well, that's certainly true. However, I am not of the opinion that it is worth going to the moon for that purpose. A moon base would be a better simulation for Mars than the Arctic or the Antarctic. That is certainly true. But you're talking about something that costs at least 1,000 times, maybe 10,000 times more. The way you want to explore a moon-Mars program is not do an extended moon base, but rather you design a coherent set of hardware that accomplishes a human Mars mission, and you design it in a modular fashion so that a subset or a modified subset of it can also undertake expeditions to the moon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Robert Zubrin is president of the Mars Society and author of the book Mars on Earth.